Hey guys, Danita here with A Glance This Way, where we are creating room for the abundant life and purpose within. Hi guys, I hope your day is going super, super well. I am here today. Welcome, first of all, to the A Glance This Way podcast, A Glance This Way Radio. Thank you for hanging out with me. That's awesome. Thanks for just taking the time. I really do sincerely appreciate it. I know that you could be doing anything else right now. So thank you. Today, what I want to talk about is more on our theme for the month, but a different perspective, a deeper perspective. Let me say that. On A Glance This Way Radio, we want to take it to the next level, right? I hope that you guys have joined the A Glance This Way Facebook page. Go ahead and like the page. That's sort of our introduction. A Glance This Way group is where we engage with one another. We kind of talk these kind of things out and have those conversations. A Glance This Way Radio is where we talk a little deeper about what we're focused on. So this month, May 2018, we are focused on calling the good, good. Taking a moment, stopping and saying, what is good? And there is value, tremendous value. And that's what we're going to talk about today. Tremendous value in calling good, good. So let's jump right in. I thought about this last night. I thought about how do we know if something is good, right? So that's what we're going to talk about today. Ideas for calling good, good. First, we have to start with finding the good. We have to start with identifying the good. So the first question is, where does it come from? Where does good come from? And good comes from your intent. I-N-T-E-N-T, your intent. This is your purpose. This is your reason, right? This is your resolve, your determination to do something. That is where good comes from. It starts with intent. It always, always, always starts with the intention. That's the genesis. That's the starting point, right? So what is a person's intent? It's their reason for doing something. It's the starting point, the jump off point. And so it really made me think about, you know, the importance of knowing your purpose, of having your word for the year, of knowing your theme, whatever your mantra, whatever you're calling it, your values, your theme, your purpose, your mantra, your mission statement. Having that nailed down and understanding it truly, having words for your intent is where you start off with doing good, with creating good. It starts with intent. Once you have that, your intent identified, well, then the question is, how does good, where does it begin, or how does it begin? Once the intent is identified, then you have an idea. So again, we're talking about finding the good, right? Because let me just backtrack a little bit. Have you ever done something and realized, that's nice, but I'm not sure it's good? Or I thought it was going to be good, and then I got it finished and it was just okay. When we're talking about calling good, good, that is, it's a compass for us. It's a touchstone for our time, our designated days, our measure of time on the planet is all of the good that we've done. Not all the work, not all the that was okay, not all the, well, you know, I thought it would be fine, but the actual good. So it's important for us to stop and look at the good, because the good comes out of our intent, which is our purpose, our reason for being on the planet. And this is our compass and our touchstone for the work that we do. And we're going to talk about that in a little bit here on the podcast. So it's important to identify and know what's good and what was, well, you know, that was okay. That was okay. Or I thought it would be better and it turned out just okay. And good is not a quality control question. It's not a, sometimes I'll say to both of our sons, I say to our baker, our 12-year-old baker, I don't want to hear it's fine when he's baking something. Oh, mommy, it'll be fine. It's fine. He knows. And he jokes with me about it. He's like, mommy, I know. Can't just be fine. Right? Or to our 13-year-old comic book illustrator. Mommy, it's fine because he's drawn something and he's taking a shortcut. Oh, it's fine. You know, he wants to draw. Like, why is this entire comic book strip the back of people's heads? Right? Because then you don't have to draw eyes. You don't have to draw a nose and mouth. Come on now. Let's go back. No. It's not okay for it to just be fine. So it's not a quality control question. Okay? Good is not a quality control question. Those are quality control questions. You cannot bake something and give it to someone and you've never tasted. Don't give people something you haven't tasted. Don't bake something for people and you haven't tasted it. Don't draw something and you were cutting corners because you didn't feel like taking the time to put facial expression into the illustration. That's quality control, but that's not what we're talking about here. What we're talking about here is something being... having the qualities for it to fulfill its role. That's good. Good is something approved of. It has the qualities to fulfill the role that it was created for. So good is not a matter of quality control. Good is a matter of did it meet the mark? Did it get as far as it needed to go? Did it hit the bullseye? Excuse me. So that's why we have to talk about intent. I don't have to talk to, you know, our baker or our comic book illustrator about intent in terms of quality control. That's not an intent question. That's not an intent conversation. So when we're talking about calling good, good, I'm not suggesting that we look back at our lives and look back at our year and see if we have met our quality control standards. That's another conversation. I'm suggesting that we stop and figure out, have we been on message with our intent, which then informs our ideas, which then is held in our product. So that's what we're talking about. So our intent, your personal intent is, you know, like I said, your purpose, mantra, word of the year, blah, 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 mission statement, values, whatever it is that you have really sat down and pulled out what that is for you. And then ideas come out of those things, comes out of your intent. And ideas are thoughts or suggestions as to a possible course of action. Like, you know, what could we do moving forward? What's our course of action? This is the idea. And that's why we have to understand the intent, because we're going to take action on these things. We're going to move forward, right? An idea is the beginning of the an idea is a beginning step in the creation process. So it is important for us to know that good begins at an idea. It comes from an intent, and then it begins to take shape with an idea. So when we're talking about ideas, when you're identifying the good and creating good in your life, you're talking about knowledge, wisdom, and understanding, because that's what you need to take something and give it a course of action. You need knowledge, you need wisdom, you need understanding. So that's why the Bible says, above all things, gain knowledge, right? Wisdom, you need to hold on to her with all of your might. That needs to be the place where you live. That's your two-step. Right? Wisdom. That's your two-step. Stay right there. So, what is the knowledge, wisdom, and understanding part? This is so important. We have to know what we know, right? We have to gain knowledge. That just means information. Knowledge is just information. Go ahead and grab that encyclopedia. Go ahead and get on Wikipedia. Whatever you're going to do. Like, who even has an encyclopedia anymore? But that's that. I digress. Knowledge is information. There's tons of information out there, right? That's knowledge. Understanding is actually metabolizing that information and accepting ideas out of that information. That's understanding, knowing how to use the information that you have. Wisdom comes from God. That's now, what steps do I take? Now that I have information, now that I understand the information, I fully understand it, what are my next steps? That comes from God. The wisdom for what to do with the knowledge and the understanding. And it is so important that we are students of our intent. We're students of our purpose, right? So my purpose is to inspire leaders to inspire other leaders. That's one way that you could say my purpose. My purpose is to inspire people to wake up, begin making content so that they can inspire other people to live in the kingdom. That is living in the kingdom. So it's important that I have knowledge and understanding about inspiring people, about connecting with people, about knowing how people tick, about understanding how to communicate with people. How can I engage with people? And for me, sometimes it can be a struggle because I am an introvert. My personality temperament is introverted. And so the very thing that I desire, that I long to do, causes me to push past my introversion and engage with people because I genuinely love that interaction, that engagement. It wears me out. It tires me down. I use a lot of energy, but it's that, you know, hurt so good. It's that sweet, you know, wow, that was an awesome conversation. That was an awesome engagement. I learned so much in my conversation with that person, and hopefully they were able to take away some things that will impact their lives as well. So that's what my heart beats for. And it even pushes me past my natural inclination to be introverted. So I say all of that to say I have to be a student of my intent in order to create good so that I can look back and call it good. I'll say it again. I have to be a student, knowledge, wisdom, understanding of my intent. That's my purpose, my passion, it's my reason, it's my resolve. I have to be a student of that in order to create something, to create a product, to have an idea, in order to create something good, right? That is able to fulfill the qualities, it holds the qualities of the particular role that it needs to hold in order for me to create something good. So then I can stop and look back and say, wow, my life has been stepstone after stepstone of good, not stepstone after stepstone of, well, that was okay. So once you have, you've got your intent straight, you have your idea, you are a student of your intent, so your ideas are really well informed, right? They're like nourished, they're like really full. They have a good meal, they have a lot to chew on, they have a lot of information, understanding, and then just that illumination from the Holy Spirit that helps you to fill out your ideas are robust now. They're really hearty ideas. Then the next thing is a product. This intent that informs the idea creates a product. It's a product, it's a substance or an article refined or manufactured for sale. And sale is the important component there. The product has to be sold, which is just an exchange of value. I give you value and you give me value. We have exchanged value. And it's important that the product that we have is made of good things, because then the exchange for value is a fair exchange. It's a life-giving exchange. It's an exchange that will continue to exchange over and over and over again. You know, I really hope that what I provide for anyone who consumes the content that I create is that it would be life-giving over and over and over again, that there would be seed in the apple, right? And that seed would then be planted again to create a whole forest, a whole grove of apple trees in that one seed, which then creates a whole, you know, massive collection of apple seeds. And each one of those seeds has an entire apple grove in. That's my desire. That's my desire. That the product, the exchange of value to value, is life-giving, is seed-bearing. So when we talk about our product, we have a really excellent example of this. When God, the purpose of a product is to transfer the intent behind an idea to the user or the consumer. To transfer the intent behind the idea, the product is, it holds the intent behind the idea and it brings it into the hands of the user or the consumer. So when God, we see this example in the Bible, this example of good. When God created Adam and Eve, when God created Adam, when he went to create Eve, he did not go back to the dirt to create Eve. He pulled a piece from Adam and created Eve. And what we see there is that God called everything good. Then Adam, you know, continued to work and name the animals and blah, blah, blah. And then God said, I need to make an adjustment here to this good thing, because of this good thing, he says, it's not good for man to be alone. So I will create a helper for him. That's what it says in Genesis. But when he did this, he returned back to Adam, because Adam was good. Adam had the qualities desired for his role. So let me say that, in that the reason why Eve was not created from the dirt is because Adam held within himself, he was good, so he held within himself all of the role, all of the qualities for this role of humanity. So that's because he was good. That's what good is, something that has the qualities desired for a particular role. So all of the qualities desired for humanity was in Adam prior to Eve being made out of Adam. Before Eve was made out of Adam, Adam was all one. He was all one substance. So Eve was not non-existent, and then God took a rib and knit together a body and put Eve in that body. Eve was already in Adam, and she was already there. So we could just call him Adam, if that helps you to understand the difference between before Eve was pulled out and after Eve was pulled out. Before Eve was pulled out of humanity, it was Adam. It was all one substance. He was all one substance. And God said, so everything I made is good, but it's not good for humanity to be all one, or to be alone, A-L-O-N-E, all one. It's not good for humanity to be all one, because humanity is going to need help. So I need to separate, I need to pull out, I need to reserve a portion of humanity. It can't be all one, because in the day that humanity needs help, all of humanity will be in trouble, and I can't have that. I need one piece that is separated, set aside, pulled apart, put over there, that's not involved, so that that piece can come back and redeem the rest. If it's not part of humanity, then it can't redeem humanity. So it has to be part of humanity, that, you know, having the qualities of the qualities desired for a particular role. It has to be part of humanity, but it has to be set aside so that it can reach back and redeem humanity. So when God said it's not good for Adam to be, or Adam to be, all one, I need to make help for him. He needs suitable help. What he was saying was, I'm going to separate humanity and reserve a piece of it. This is why it's so important that Eve was not made from the ground, because she would have been a different substance, and she could not, this symbolism of reserving help could not have been there. All of that points back to God's intent, which is how he could call his creation good. He was able to call it good because his intent was in place, which informed his idea. He had the knowledge and wisdom and understanding, and then he created a product, which is humanity. And even in that, he had to make an edit. he was still able to call it good because his intent was in place on the front end. Otherwise, he would have made Adam all male and the woman would have been an afterthought. And we've been taught that way, right? It's been taught to us that way, that the woman was kind of an afterthought. Oh, man, I didn't even realize that this wasn't going to work. Let me make a woman. Because if it was an afterthought, he'd have went back to the earth and made a woman from the dirt. But he didn't. She was already there because his intent was in place on the front end, which is why he could call what he did. He could call it actually good. So what happens is Adam is naming the animals. He gets the animal kingdom all in order. And God says there was no suitable help found for him in the animal kingdom. No bulls, no turtle doves, no sacrifices. This is what God is saying. No sacrifices are going to fix it when they need help. No animals are going to fix it when they need help. And once Adam and Eve fall and they have to deal with God about that, they have to have the uncomfortable conversation about their choices. What does God do? He kills an animal and clothes them with animal skin. A Band-Aid, which was fine because he had already separated out. He had already reserved a piece of humanity to go back and help at the appointed time, which is why when God talks to Adam and Eve about what their decisions, he doesn't curse Adam and Eve. He curses the serpent, he curses the ground, but he doesn't curse Adam and Eve, which is why when he talks to Eve, he says, "Your heel will crush the serpent's head." Even though she's the first one to begin this process of being disobedient. For me, that whole thing is amazing. And all of that was able to happen because what God made was good. It wasn't just okay. It was good, which means it had the qualities desired for a particular role. It was good because the intent was in place. The idea was informed. The knowledge, wisdom, understanding is there. The product was created. And that is something that you can call good. So when you think about this, and I'm going to wrap up with this. When you think about this, your intent, my intent comes from God. Because God is my creator. So he created me with intent. Right? And then he put me here on the planet. I am here on assignment. I am here. I am good. What God created was good. He created me with intent. And all of my ideas should come out of the intent that God created me for, my purpose. And then that informs the products, that informs the knowledge, wisdom, understanding that I gain about my intent, my purpose. And that informs the products that I create, the content that I create. It informs what I create to exchange value with another person. I am exchanging my purpose for this person's purpose. That exchange of value, and it builds the kingdom here on earth. All of that is good. We look at all of that as good. So my challenge to you, to myself, is to look at our life, let's just start with 2018, understanding our purpose, and to say, okay, I understand my purpose. That's my intent. Let me look at the good that I've actually created, because it comes out of purpose. It comes out of an idea. And let me celebrate that, because that's what God did. He called the good, good. So I encourage you to do that. I encourage you to look at your life, look at your purpose, and say, what have I done as it relates to this intent? Because, honey, it's distractions on distractions on distractions on distractions out here. And we can get really, really busy doing a whole bunch of stuff that has nothing to do with anything. I know that's poor English. And we've done stuff that's okay. We've done stuff that's fine. We've done stuff that's maybe interesting or whatever. But we can't call it good because it does not, the genesis of it is not our intent, the intent that God put us here on the planet for. So I really want to encourage us to whittle down the amount of stuff in our lives that's not good, and to really focus in on our purpose and to celebrate the stuff that we've done as it relates to our purpose, and to let that inform our decisions for the rest of 2018. Okay. Again, thank you for hanging out with me. This is Danita for Glances Away Radio Podcast. You guys are awesome. I love you. If you have any questions, please email me at aglancethisway@gmail.com. Feel free to reach out to me through our Glances Away page on Facebook, Glances Away on Twitter, Glances Away on Instagram, or even here through the podcast. Okay, guys, love you, and we'll talk real soon. Bye.